Hey everyone, before we get into today's very weird, very real story, we've got something new to share. So if you've been listening to Crime Salad for a while, you know that we usually focus on true crime cases, murders, disappearances, all that dark stuff. But lately we've been craving something a little different, not crime exactly. Not always tragic, but still dark and strange and sometimes downright unbelievable.
So we're starting this new series under the Crime Salad umbrella, and we're calling it Weird History, because why not keep it creepy and crunchy?
Yeah, exactly. We're testing this thing out every week along with our normal episodes. This is just kind of like a bonus episode on your feed, and we'll be diving into some of the strangest moments in history, stories that might have been forgotten, misunderstood, or just flat out sound fake, but they are 100% real.
It's still us, just with more weirdness, more side eye, and maybe a few medieval curses thrown in for good measure.
Yeah, and we want to know what you think. So if you're into this, shoot us a message, leave us a review, or tag us on social media. We're testing this thing out, so your feedback means everything.
And just a warning, things might get weird.
Yes, so let's do it. So this is going to sound fake, but I promise it's very real. In the summer of 1518, in the city of Strasbourg, a woman stepped into the street and started dancing. No music, no band, no party, just one woman dancing. And then more people joined her, and more, until dozens of people were dancing through the streets nonstop. Some danced until they collapsed. Some danced until they died.
And you'd think this was like a flash mob out of 2013, but this was 1518, and they didn't stop. Not for water, not for sleep, and not even for death.
Yeah, this bizarre, deadly dance-off became one of the strangest medical mysteries in recorded history. Today, we're going back 500 years to find out what the heck happened in Strasbourg, and whether mass hysteria, moldy bread, or something even darker was to blame. So it all started in July. A woman named Frau Tofria walked into the middle of Strasbourg, what's now modern-day France, and began to dance. Not joyfully, not gracefully. This was full-body twitching, erratic dancing. Think exhaustion meets possession.
It's kind of like a Ricky and Ashley in Southside, right? And here's the thing. She didn't stop. Not after an hour, not after three. She kept going for like days, like actual days.
Historical records say that she danced for 4 to 6 days straight. And then, just when people thought it was all over, others joined in, dozens of them. After Frau Tofria's solo went viral, well, in the 1500s viral.
Yeah, like 30 people viral.
Yeah, so these 30 people, they started reportedly dancing in the streets within a week. By the end of the month, over 400.
That's a ton of people, 400 people. And let's be clear, this wasn't for fun. It wasn't like the Macarena. People were collapsing from sheer exhaustion. Historical reports say some died of stroke, heart attack, or just pure physical burnout.
Yeah, and it's strange because eyewitnesses described it like they were being possessed. They were withering, trembling, dancing with wild eyes, sweating, crying out in pain, but unable to stop.
So what did the authorities do?
You're going to love this. The city officials consulted physicians who ruled out demonic possession and declared it a medical problem, something to do with hot blood.
So their prescription was what? More dancing?
Exactly. They built a stage and even hired musicians, thinking the afflicted would dance the sickness out of their system.
Okay, that's probably the worst medical advice I have ever heard.
So yeah, the city's best solution was live music and a stage. Meanwhile, people were literally dancing themselves to death, and no one knew why. So this is where it gets even weirder, because for centuries, historians and scientists have tried to explain what actually happened in Strasbourg that summer. And the leading theories are kind of out there.
I mean, didn't the same type of things happen in the Salem witch trials?
Yeah, so this strange moment in time has been debated for over 300 years. there are definitely parallels, not in the dancing itself, but in terms of mass hysteria, collective trauma, and how fear spreads through a community, very similar. In Strasbourg, historians think things like stress from famine, disease, or even ergot poisoning might have triggered the strange outbreak. And in Salem, we're looking at a society under religious pressure, terrified of the devil, and dealing with trauma from wars and isolation. Although ergot poisoning hasn't been ruled out, it's a real possibility. However, at the time, superstitions were at an all-time high. People experienced strange fits and hallucinations. And over the next year, more than 200 people were accused of witchcraft. 19 were hanged. One man was pressed to death with stones. The entire village was swept up in a storm of suspicion, religious extremism, and mass panic.
So we don't really know what triggered the uncontrollable dancing, but there are two or three main theories that people keep coming back to.
Yeah, so there's theory one, ergot poisoning. Moldy rye can grow a fungus called Claviceps purpurea, which can cause hallucinations, convulsions, and intense physical reactions. In high doses, it can even lead to gangrene and even death.
It's pretty serious.
There's theory two, mass psychogenic illness, basically mass hysteria.
The idea is that the stress, fear, and religious anxiety of the times triggered this collective breakdown. People weren't faking it. This was real.
And Strasbourg in 1518, it was rough. Food was scarce, disease, harsh weather. People were starving, dying, and deeply superstitious. And to top it off, the church taught that Saint Vitus could curse you with uncontrollable dancing if you sinned.
So if you already believed that, and then you saw someone convulsing in the street, you might panic yourself into doing the same.
Maybe. And modern psychologists, they say that this is more common than you would think. We've seen cases of laughing fits, fainting spells, and even seizures swept through schools or towns without any physical cause, just emotional or social triggers. Okay, now there's theory three, religious or spiritual crisis. So this theory is tied to Saint Vitus,
the patron saint of dancing and epilepsy.
So naturally, what would you do in the 1500s?
I'd dance till I was dead. Off with your head.
So officials, they decided, let's take the dancers to a shrine to Saint Vitus in the mountains, hoping that they would spiritually reboot them.
So no music, no stage this time, just offerings, prayers, and holy relics. And weirdly enough, that seemed to help. After a few months, the dancing stopped.
It was like the fever broke.
So was this demonic possession, moldy bread, psychological collapse? Honestly, it's still an unsolved phenomenon.
What do you think, Ricky? What do you think happened?
I don't know. I kind of think it was the fungus among us. I don't know, actually. A lot of people think that it was the moldy bread made of rye flour containing ergot fungus. I mean, that may have been it, but I mean, a mix of disease, dirty water, hunger, dehydration, superstition. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, maybe it all kind of just like snowballed together.
Maybe. Maybe they just wanted to get jiggy with it.
But even after 500 years, there are people who are still obsessed with what happened in Strasbourg. And it wasn't just historians. Artists and musicians have been inspired by this too. Florence and the Machine even named a whole album after this.
Right? Dance Fever.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the songs is literally called Choreomania.
Is that one of your favorite songs?
No.
And she recorded this during the pandemic, which makes sense. Florence Welch told the New York Times that she became obsessed with the 16th century outbreak in Strasbourg, where people danced until they collapsed or died, which evolved into the concept behind her whole album, Dance Fever.
I mean, it might not be a direct reference, but it makes me think of that song. It's like, dance, dance till you're dead.
From the Yeah.
Off with your head.
I love that song. Or the song Boogie Fever during the disco era.
It's like a fever.
I don't think that was influenced by it, but.
Well, it caused them to dance, maybe. A fever that caused them to dance. I get it.
Maybe they were influenced by something else.
Oh, what about that famous one? 1993 Halloween movie, Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus? I love that movie.
Well, the Sanderson sisters, They try to put a spell on the crowd so that they'll dance until they die.
I really am convinced that that was definitely a reference.
Has to be.
And then there's the dance tree. A lot of people don't know about it. I didn't know about it before we did this case. But a historical novel by Kieran Millwood Hargrave. She writes this novel and she reimagines the plague as this fever dream of loss, rebellion, and joy among women in Strasbourg. It's really sad, apparently, but strangely beautiful. And also a little creepy because even though this happened in the 16th century, it taps into something weirdly timeless. This idea that your body can just take over, that you can get swept up in a group and completely lose control.
And not in a good way. Like, we're not talking about dancing at a wedding because you're feeling the vibes. This was like a panic, trauma, people breaking under pressure, and their brains are saying, it's time to dance until you die.
Yeah, exactly.
But one thing is that there's all these theories, but they're all debatable. No one knows for sure why this actually occurred.
That's true. And if you're into this kind of creepy, forgotten history, let us know, because we're testing this thing out every week along with our normal episodes. This is just kind of like a bonus episode on your feed.
So if you love Crime Salad, but you hate weird history, you don't have to listen to the second episode.
Yeah, this is kind of like our fun little thingy that we're doing.
It's kind of bonus.
Yeah, bonus. But your feedback helps us figure out what we should dig into next. So if you have some weird history rabbit hole that you can't get out of your mind, send us a message.
Yeah. We might just feature it.
So that's our first Weird History Crime Salad edition, our very first one. We covered a case of collective madness, dancing death, and 16th century stage shows. We'll be back next week with another bonus episode and more strange tales from the past.
Tell a friend who likes history a little freaky.
Until then, maybe don't eat moldy rye bread.
And stay crunchy.
Not moldy.